Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Karen, and I am here with Keith and Hamda. I normally ask them, how was your week? But you know what? We're going to skip that because we know why everybody came and it wasn't, and y'all don't give a fuck about what happened in my week. So we're not even going to talk about me this week because I'm not important. We have been left on the cliffhanger all week long about Julia Gates. Y'all was hot and y'all had a lot of opinions. Because me and Roger was talking and he was like, did you see the forums? I was like, no. And it was 5 pages. I was like, holy shit, y'all had a lot to say. So we're going to just go ahead and skip all the shenanigans up front. And let's get down to it. Last week on Keeping the Girl, episode 3414, Funny That Way, with Julia Scotty. And we got left on the cliffhanger because a letter was written in. And it was like, here's the letter. Tune in next week. And I was like, what's happening here? And then y'all was like, oh, we're going to talk about it. On my show, I was like, yes, I did that Birdman hand rub. I was like, yeah, let's go. It's going to be my turn. I get the scoop, Roderick. I get the scoop this time.
Do you brag to him like this is on my time?
my time. Yeah. Yes, I'm the champ on this one. So go ahead.
Now, what did you think of the episode before you heard about the letter?
The episode was, in my opinion, it was a very strange, weird, enjoyable episode all mashed in one.
Okay.
And the reason why, you could tell that she was trying to feel the show. You could tell by some of the questions and how she responds. Oh, you've never listened to the show before. So you were not prepared for what you were coming into. So either you or your people should have prepared, which we talked about before, prepared you for what you were getting ready to walk into. And also, I think that there was a lack of trust from her towards Keith. Because I felt like she was fine. And then all of a sudden, like a hostility almost like came into the room. I mean, I know it's a virtual room, but like came into the room. And it was like when Keith spoke, the tone went one way. When him just spoke, the tone went another way. When Keith dropped, it was a completely different tone. And then whenever Hamda would ask some of the same questions, but just in a different manner, you got a better response.
So this is very interesting. And I know that like Keith is just waiting patiently. He's fired up. And we're just stalling. I think, you know, like, obviously, we both are going to have a lot of opinions, but mm-hmm. we know. Oh, man. Keith, do you want to just take it away?
Well, it started from the get-go. It started before the show happened. Okay. I even asked Hamda, should I put this part in? In the beginning of the show, Hamda starts to say, do you know what
to... Is this
to
in the mic check?
In the mic check. Yeah, the mic check. Do you know what to expect? She got to, do you know what to X? And he goes, excuse me. No, nope, no. Nothing. I don't know anything. What? And I'm like, okay. Well, you're not shy or embarrassed. Like, we've had guests on that didn't know the show, but didn't even play themselves like that. You know, like, right. You know what to expect. And they give a nod, but not one that can hold up in court. And then we'll go, okay, well, here's what's going to happen.
Right,
we're
going to
talk
anyway.
And we're going to get personal and we're going to talk and that's it.
Yes.
But know that, as simple as that is important for you to know. It's important that you hear part of this show and know that I'm going to talk to you as if we're friends because it's the only way I'm going to get real information out of you. And people complaining that I was too tough, which of course I'll get into in detail, that I was out of line. 16 years I've been asking inappropriate questions. That's the fucking point. Right? Questions that otherwise wouldn't be said in normal conversation. Then what are you getting? There's 6 million podcasts that do what you supposedly think you want. Listen to them.
So this is, I think, where the line is, right? So I actually saw a post, Karen, by Rod And I'm equating it with you all. So I just threw you in.
Oh, no this problem.
Is, Karen, this is free. No, but he, something about, who else is sick of explaining blackness to white people or to other people of color in general. Right. And so I feel like that's a similar thing. Like who's had this surgery, who had this experience is not sick of explaining themselves. But there's a couple of things there. One is people, and they wrote this and they said it in this terminology. It's not cool that Keith runs up on someone and asks them such a personal question. And to that, like,
namely,
no one's
the big
up-
one, sorry to be clear, the big yeah. one, but apparently I'll read you some things from people that I was constantly inappropriate. The big one being, do they take your penis and turn that into a clitoris?
Yeah, so that. I definitely would slide into that if I wanted to ask that question, knowing this is the question. You know, this is the question that a lot of people do want to know that you can look up, but that you want to hear from someone having that experience.
I can look up anything. I can look up yeah. fucking anything. That's my new show. It's called Google It. And I go, hey, I read this guy's book, The End. If you want to know more. No, I want to know your experience. It might be different. Ask me anything about the surgery, she says. Would that what would I ask then? Did you really not eat 24 hours before? What did it feel like when you're touching yourself? Is somehow a much better question than asking about a vagina, a penis into a vagina? No, right away, looking back, right away, I should have known there's going to be trouble. Maybe I did. I don't know. But when we're trying to fix her, make her mic sound better. This is how I always have it. I wouldn't say that on somebody else's show. I'd say, you must hear something I'm not hearing. Yes. What do you need? The computer upside down? Not, I always do this. Yes. And they always suck. Those shows are horrible sounds. Yes, you always do that. Why would I fuck with you? Why would I fuck with your mic? Now, I know this is good. He's trying to make it bad. Is it a power play, you dumb bitch? And when I say bitch, does she go, oh, he sees me? Anyways.
And this is another thing. This is another thing where we're saying things like, she should have been ready for the show. So are we expecting the people to be ready for the show? But then the other thing is we hear when it's not about your topic that you're going to get offended by, we hear, I love when Keith asks the fucked up questions, because it's not the topic that you don't want to talk about that is being asked of you. But when it's a sensitive subject like this, we just started talking about trans people this openly. We just started in our universe. I know there are communities and there are people who have been talking about it forever.
Right.
But so these ignorant questions, and I'm going to call them ignorant questions, are popping up. But when they're not of the new or sensitive subject du jour, everyone's like, yeah, Keith asked. I would never ask that of anybody. And that's because we're not sitting at a dinner table where it's mixed company and you're not swearing and your best behavior in context. And so this is best behavior in context. And yeah, a lot of times women are angry with Keith and men are angry with me. And sometimes it's justified and sometimes it's not.
Yeah, and like I really do feel, this is how I feel about that. It all boils down to trust. Your audience trusts you guys. They've listened to you guys and they understand Keith when he asks those questions. For her, because she hadn't listened to the show, so for her it felt like it was coming out of the blue. And it is not that trust there. So I think that's why that wall went up. That's why that I guess back and forth kind of with Keith, because you can kind of hear it in the room and you can kind of feel it, like, okay, like you're trying to relax, but you really can't relax because you don't trust Keith, because it's like the same energy she had for Keith, she didn't have for you, him. So that's why I was like, oh, it's because Keith is a man and you don't trust
him. Or where should we put the responsibility? The responsibility is definitely on her and her PR company that, suggested that she be on. And I thought they suggested it because, you know, we've had talks about trans issues. We don't, you know, treat people like they're so different that they're monsters or whatever. Like in general, yes, we say the uncomfortable things, but you know that this is a safe space, I think.
Right.
So there's that. So that's a responsibility. Is it our responsibility to make that person feel comfortable so that, you know, if she's capable of feeling comfortable, is it because Keith's a man or because I used softer words leading into the harsher ones?
It was every question. First of all, let's keep in mind, it's not just a transgender person. It's somebody with a documentary about their life who is a quote open book. What do you want to know about my surgery? That's what I want to know. Not that. Okay. Where's the follow-up? Comic who never got that question. Doesn't have a shut me down, make me look like an idiot thing prepared anyway. You're just nervous and sad your whole life.
And also, may I say, this documentary thing is such an important part of this.
It's kind of important.
Yeah, we were given the documentary ahead of time with a passcode so that we can watch the whole thing before it was out. Okay. So it was definitely like, bring this up and know what you're talking about. So we watched it. And the questions were going to be about that. So here's the thing. Julia is for sure exploiting transgender issues in order to get some notoriety. And that's fine because she is just telling her story. But since you're using that platform, since you decided that you are on the platform of, I give you this information based on my reality, then when Keith says, hey, you're on this platform, I'm going to ask you the questions that I wouldn't ask these other people because you sent me this documentary. And like Keith said, the documentary, yes, has all the information. But if we are interviewing somebody who wrote a book about their personal lives, if we have a question about it, we can't just come on here. They could just read their book. We can just show people the documentary.
Right.
Now that you're on this platform, that's where the dialogue starts, not at a dinner conversation with somebody you just met in a formal affair. We're starting at, I watched your documentary. Right. You said and suggested certain things. We're starting on a different playing field. That being said, we also know that trans people do not like when you ask about their genitalia. But then again, we also don't, nobody does. In no other workplace can you ask about the genitalia.
It's funny. Like, you wouldn't ask a guy, and I'm just like, well, not only would we ask a guy, we did, and we saw his dick because he had the snake eyes tattooed on it. Oh, that's weird. Okay, but just so you know, like, some people heard it, like, kind of at the end of the show, and it was just the two of them. By the way, what happened was I'm in charge of closing the Zoom room, but because my internet dropped out at a point or two, when I hit end, I just left. And so there were goodbyes that you hear, like, goodbye, goodbye, click, and then they're just stuck together. It's like, oh, his internet went again. I'm like, no, it didn't. He just left. And Hend was able to tell that she wanted to bring up stuff and complain.
And by the way, during that, like, so Keith went out. Keith, I wasn't sure if it was your internet that cut out because it was a little more abrupt than, like, a regular one. Right. And because your internet had been cutting out, so it was a possibility. So Keith thinks I'm out of the room. During that entire conversation, Keith is calling me over and over again, thinking that I left my phone somewhere else. And he's like, we got to talk about this fucking, I get texts. I think you even called Xerxes. And I'm just like, right, let me wrap this up. I will call you right back.
Your phone should be off anyway. But what
and I don't want to look down. I don't want to look down.
Right.
And while she's talking to me about the stuff that you were hearing, because then it looks like I'm not paying attention.
But I brought up that ending to say, I think some people heard Henda defending me. Henda did not defend me in that. There's nothing to defend, mm-hmm, I think. And she said, yeah, we would ask people about this. Yes.
And I don't want to defend you. And not in a, I'm going to be against you. Your words are your words.
Right.
You defend you. I'm going
to... Oh, I meant didn't attack me or, like, apologize for me. That's what I said. That's what I meant. She didn't... She wasn't apologizing for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. People seem to hear that she was.
No, and she shouldn't have to because... And it's almost like... It's like a catch-22 with it. You do something in a public platform... And I watch it. And I think that, she might be used to, you know, traditional radio. You know how they have like, here are the five questions you asked. We got a 15 minute segment. We ask you the question, then you move off. But this wasn't that. This was like, hey, you're going to be on here for a extended period of time. We're going to ask you these questions. And then you tell me that you're an open book. So that's the thing.
The open book started the first question being, oh, in the documentary, you bring up the first wife, but you don't mention her name, but you mention the other two names. And did she not want to be part of the documentary? I don't want to talk about that. And that added to, like, I think Julia tricked listeners, honestly, at the end with her crying. And people here, like, now it's a series of insensitive questions where some fucking moron, which I think I have here in this little packet of papers. This moron's like, oh,
the papers out, y'all. He got some shit to say.
It was insensitive questions. If the documentary didn't mention the wife, then why would you bring up the wife? They probably didn't want to say any more about it. First of all, buy and watch this documentary. You love her so fucking much, and don't have any follow up questions. But there was a documentary. A wife was brought up a certain different, and so there was a follow up question. What am I supposed to say? That's supposed to be the end of a documentary. Then my question is, three wives, right? Yeah. Thought so from the documentary. Then I go to kids. The movie is about mainly the kids going, oh, what dad did is disgusting. I can't talk to him. Okay, it's 14 years later. I grew up. It's not about me. Let's be friends again. That's what the movie's about. Okay. Did the kids see the movie? What do they think? I don't know. I hope so. In other words, I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Now, that and I thought about this a little bit because Keith at some point, I don't know, I think it was off air, was like, she doesn't know what's in the movie. And I'm like, wow, maybe she didn't watch the movie.
I don't think she knows what's in the movie. And in the movie starts, you know, actually, like, you know, I wasn't part of the production. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Did you see it? Is that your way of saying you didn't see it? You should be interviewing this other person. Well, goodbye. I'll interview the producer who saw the fucking movie. Like, you don't know what's in this fucking movie, that my questions are okay.
And when you say she's used to other ways of interviewing, may I say, no disrespect, but I don't think she's used to being interviewed at all.
Right.
I can see that. Yeah, because her response, it was almost not really open, if that makes sense. Like, she came kind of closed.
Yeah, part of this is, as a presenting male comic, she was one of the many shticky fucking Catskills. Take my wife, please. She was that. As a trans comic, she's a trans comic. So now we're paying attention. So you're using this platform. You're not some elevated comic. You know, I do think that you could be funnier once you are more yourself. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you're not necessarily selling your comedy. You've been selling your comedy for decades. You got butt so far. Now you're selling your comedy and your personal life. And that's what got you to some new level of something where there's a documentary that you made of yourself.
I'll read some simpleton comments. The poll, though, was Keith out of line? 38% said yes. Oh, she tricked ya.
Yeah, but the thing is you could be out of line, but the show is Keith and the girl get out of line.
Sure. You know what the question means, though. Then you're just a weirdo.
Yeah.
and Keith, something that was kind of weird to me when I was listening to, it was like, you got to the point where you asked questions, she didn't want to answer them. And then what was really weird to me was when you got ready to wrap it up, it was like, well, why are you wrapping it up? I was thinking, there's nothing else to ask you because you're not answering the questions. Of course we want to wrap it up, but we also still want to be professional. We don't want to be like, get off the mic, you know? So we're trying to do it in a professional manner.
And these people are so weird. Like, that's an unnecessary lie. I was just getting warmed up. And it makes me think of a guest we had. It's Gilbert Gottfried's partner on Gilbert's podcast. And he was on. He didn't know what...
Frank Center Padre.
Yes, and he was on our show, and he didn't know what show he was on. He thought it'd be light, always directed at him. He didn't know it could happen. Me and Danny Hatch are going to have a legit argument that he could still be part of. If I was on somebody's show and that was happening, that would thrill me, to be honest. So we're having some deep conversation. He can jump in when he wants. This is after we introduce him and get to know about him. He goes, oh, this is, I'm like, hey, is this, you know, throwing you off or we'll talk about something? He goes, no, I love it. Radio isn't like this. And you guys are getting real. It's fantastic. Next thing you know, we get a letter saying how professional we weren't. Why did you add that? Why did Julia add, I was just getting started? Because it's fake politeness and you unfortunately went out of control. Like, why did you go out of your way to say how great things are?
No, but here's your letter. I think that's more because the guests that we have on the show, including ourselves, we all like talking about ourselves. So mm-hmm. she didn't get to talk about herself because she didn't like any of the questions. So she just was starting to talk, according to her. Does that make sense? Like,
sure,
you asked this question, she didn't answer. So technically, in her mind, I think she didn't get a chance to talk, so she was just getting warmed up.
Yeah, yeah. I debated, do I start with her story? Do I start with news? Thank God I didn't start with news. Where do you think that would have went? Her fun personality? It would have been fucking... Like, what do you... Here's a question I asked, unrelated to the documentary. What do you think about transgender kids, transgender girls, joining otherwise born-at-birth girls in sports? Well, you're trying to get me in trouble. What do you think? It's like, okay, I learned nothing. Nothing. You're like, whoa, that's like I'm talking about Palestine and Israel. You don't have a thought? I believe that you don't. But don't act like there were other things I could ask you. Here's A.E. Matthews. He says on Reddit, it just seems like lazy interviewing. He, meaning Keith, could easily Google the surgery and look at a diagram to understand what happens. Her experience with that by the way, why don't you just explain it for me, Matthews? Everybody can Google it. Now, one person said, here it is. Her experience
I gotta say, when I had a tumor, I started explaining it to Keith, like, hey, they found this mass on my heart. And Keith is like, I get it.
Yeah, I'll Google it.
I just Googled tumor. I see what a tumor looks like. Are you going to explain to me how open heart works? Because
let me guess what's going.
Dr. Hemda.
Yeah, let me guess what was going through your head. You're thrilled.
I know. You're sad and nervous.
Her experience with that procedure isn't unique or interesting. Well, I think it is. I don't know what to tell you. It's not interesting at all that a penis becomes a clitoris. Nothing interesting about it. Well, you're on a higher fucking plane, buddy. Buddy. Her experience with that procedure isn't unique or interesting because it's the same procedure for everyone getting it. I doubt that. Her experience as a comic, that transition is what would have been interesting to hear, but that wasn't really discussed. What do you think it could have been? Hyper-focusing on a trans person's genitals, hyper-focusing. Is that best played out and at worst transphobic or bordering on? And I'm like, oh, I can't get over my hyper-focus. He says, I know, that was definitely weird. I said, our next guest is an Iranian comedian that might get killed if she goes back home for coming out as bisexual in America. She came out after the Pulse nightclub shooting. I'll tell her hello, that her audience can Google what all that might mean if they're curious, and then goodbye. That's pretty personal stuff, and the information has already been out there by somebody, so no need to keep being bullies. Again, my new show, it's called Google It, and I ask you nothing. Get the fuck out. Come on. She tricked you. The conversation didn't go at all like she was acting, and you were there. But again, watch the documentary. I bet you'll love it so much you won't have any questions. Come on. Here's one from Christ Y. I didn't think anyone was out of line. I think, as others have said, she should have known what kind of show she was going to be on. I think Keith said, can I ask about the surgery? And she said yes, so he asked. He said he didn't want to talk about it. She said she didn't want to talk about it, and Keith took it well and moved on. She had no obligation to talk. Yeah, you guys are acting like I kept asking about this fucking clitoris. She had no obligation to talk about anything she doesn't want to talk about, and Keith had no obligation to tiptoe around it. And when she did, she didn't want to talk about it. He didn't push it. Yeah, don't say you're an open book, or tell me whose book. Because it implies your book. God, I hate books.
I hate people who go like, I'm an open book, and Keith goes, I hate books. Books are boring, and so are you.
Right.
You know what? Then I'm reading the book that doesn't tell me the information I'm looking for. Can you pass me the encyclopedia instead of talking to you?
I think there's something to artists that write books or have a documentary that think, here's the things all about me, but no follow-ups, please. With that said, ask me about exactly what you just saw and already have the answer to. Two kids, three wives. That's something, right? Yeah, that's something. Okay. All right. Okay.
Also, in her documentary, she had very ignorant jokes about being trans before she came out. And I don't know if this is weird to say, but that gives me hope that she has the understanding of what ignorance looks like, and what it feels like, and how you can push from that place without even knowing, while you're like shitting on yourself, you're ignorant about your own stuff. So a little compassion over the fact that, like, if this wasn't you, if you were not trans, you would be the most transphobic. You already proved it. You know, you would be asking the worst questions, shitting on these people, because you were already doing that. And if you weren't forced to go into some light about it, then you'd be worse than Keith.
Of course.
And yeah, I think Keith can have some gentleness around it. But I'm not going to stop him from doing that.
And maybe when I'm ready to kill myself, I'm not thinking the most sensitive words. But with that said, I take no responsibility. Hi, Keith and the Girl podcast team. I just spoke with Julia Scotti. This is the letter that we read the other day that Karen was mentioning. I just spoke with the... By the way, when it started... Like, all these are clues when the show started. My mic, this is how I always use it. I don't know what to expect, and I'm not shy about going, nope, no fucking idea, even while you're trying to tell me. And then this did make the air. It starts, and I go, from the documentary, funny that way. It's Julia Scotti, funny that... First, you're a comedian. You know how introductions work. You know you say the name last. I'm not going to go, Julia Scotti, funny that way. Here she is, Julia Scotti. You know what I'm doing. It wasn't a joke. She wasn't making a joke like, no, we're egotists, so it's really Julia Scotti funny that way. No, you were actually acting like I can't Google it if I just typed in funny that way. Right there, fuck you.
It's true. She was mad at that. Like, actually mad.
You're an idiot.
I actually got nervous because the look on her face, I thought Keith had the whole thing wrong. I thought we had the whole thing wrong. Like, that you're reading from the wrong place, or that's right. Not the title. And I'm like, holy shit, how did we get this so wrong? The company sent, you know, the information, and we watched the documentary. And
you look like that person in the documentary. I know that.
Right. I just thought we got the name wrong. Or maybe like, what, you know, the version that we were watching, it was still called, you know, funny with that. So, like, the look on her face, I'm like, oh, fuck, we got it wrong right off the bat. And then when she said, no, it's Julia Scotti funny that way, I'm like, you motherfucker. Right. You scared the shit out of me.
I thought it was going to be based on the way I said funny, because I said funny that way. I know that's what they're trying to say. Maybe it's going to be, no, it's funny that way. Like, No, you're just a weirdo. I just spoke with Julia Scotti, Funny That Way film team, and received some disturbing feedback about the interview with Julia Scotti. From what I'm told, one of the hosts, Keith, I believe, went way out of line asking, now remember what I asked, right? The first wife, how the kids feel now, and let's throw in their penis to clitoris. That was so fucking shocking. From what I'm told, one of the hosts, Keith, I believe, went way out of line asking about genitalia, breasts, and some other totally unbelievable, insensitive, and out-of-limits material.
You never talked about breasts.
Not my clitoris. Okay, how about your breast then, you fucking
idiot. Okay, joking, okay.
Yeah.
But what I don't like the language in this, because it's one of the hosts, we think Keith. What kind of conversation did you just have that you don't know which one of the hosts said this?
Maybe trying to be too nice. Like, we know it's Keith. I believe Keith.
No, because you're a PR company. And so you believe and you know and you write in very eloquent terms.
Right.
So this... up in the air, we believe it's spelling question mark. I mean, that wasn't there, but you might have had it.
Like, yes.
No, you're getting a story from your client. Give us the straight story, not I believe in whatever, like, or leave it out. One of the hosts, not you believe Keith. You know, what did she say? You're relaying information. Relay it.
From what I'm, and that's what I hate too, where it was talking to you And then you guys got along every time. Invite you to, when you're in New York, come on by. Let's hang out and all this.
Well, she liked me.
Hi, I was just on the show really with these guys. Totally unprofessional, especially this one. The other one's okay. Like, yeah, but you just talked about
hanging
out.
Yeah, but she was saying that to me.
She said it to me, too, about New York. Oh, you're in New York? Well, first of all, you don't know anything, but yeah, sure. I love the right? I didn't know that. There were, how many times was the I didn't know that? Oh, this, I didn't know you guys were around for 16 years. I didn't know that. You didn't know we were around for an hour.
Yes. And you know what? It actually turned into a interview about y'all. Right. Because when I was like, oh, the question, I was like, oh, you know nothing.
Like, yeah. You did like, oh, you guys research. Are, you guys are comedians. You guys are comics. I'm like, okay. I won't be insulted, but I'd rather you ask me about my vagina. Right. Thank you.
Right.
Because, you might know less about my vagina than, am I a comic? Before the show. Oh, here's another one before the show. Before the show, Xerxes does the mic check with us. So she goes, oh, Xerxes, the Greek god. And that's incorrect, but whatever. He's not going to correct her. But also, then I think she sees my face. She hears Xerxes. And she's like, are you guys in Greece? And Keith goes, no, they let them in the U.S. now. Like, what? Like, are Xerxes and I out of place here with the English language? What's
you don't
happening?
Belong here.
Yeah, there's so much ignorance. There's so much ignorance that, like, it's so weird to not have compassion for other different ignorance.
Julia did say the girl was lovely, was married to a trans man. Well, thank goodness. And they had a good chat, but when Keith came on, after he'd lost his connection earlier, he barreled into stuff that was highly uncomfortable. So you know Julia's deliberately misrepresenting what happened. That's not the way it happened. But
also, so you know which hosted what. Your right. little question mark earlier in the sentence is not grammatically correct then, is it?
Please advise on the above, and I am looking... Please advise on the above. Yes, Your Highness. Please advise on the above, and I'm looking forward to your reply. Best, Scott. Scott didn't hear the show, obviously.
No.
Scott probably didn't even see the documentary. What do you think of that?
I don't think he saw it, and I don't think that he wanted to write us, and I don't think he was listening when Julia was talking, and right. that's why he wasn't clear about whatever, because if you're going to write representing your company and your client, and you're going to be so vague, you weren't listening, and you don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. About your client.
Right. And how about, Julia, be mad at your team that put you into this lion's den of genitalia talk?
They suggested that she be on the show.
And look at that.
That's why I'm like, okay, if a PR company is suggesting, they know the material, they know,
somebody did some homework. Yeah, thinking they did homework? I mean, what was what else would be the point?
So Kendra wrote back, LOL. No, I'm just kidding. I wish.
Short and straight to the point. And you know what, Keith? I was hilarious listening. She called you a bastard. I was like, oh, she is mad at Keith. You did something. And she was like, so you're a bastard. I was like, oh, we're getting hostile, real hostile. I was like, somebody's not happy.
Because maybe it's also, cute, and I don't care, but maybe it's cute. The old lady is putting down the guy, you know, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. But also, isn't it interesting to call someone a bastard? Isn't it to slut shame?
Right. Right.
What's
well,
a
I don't
bastard?
Have, I don't have
Why
a calculator,
so
but yeah. Scott, so she likes me? No, I'm just kidding. All right, this is the real one. Scott, sorry to hear that Julia was uncomfortable during her recording with us. Please be advised. I love that.
I wasn't doing it snarky.
I love it. Please be advised. These are words you use. They use it, so you use it.
Please advise.
So I will advise back now. Now, but you be advised of the following.
They said, we want to be advised. And I go, please, it is my pleasure to advise you.
Please be advised that, you fucking idiot, that Keith watched Julia's documentary and was asking questions based on the material that was mentioned in the video. That includes her romantic life, surgeries, and other intimate details of her personal experience. Keith moved away from subjects that Julia expressed to do so. In the future, please let us know ahead of time if there is any material or subjects that need to be avoided so that we can keep those in mind, a.k.a. not book that person, you know, is what's really there.
I didn't write that, but yes, I didn't say so that we know during the interview. I said so that we know, and in my head, not to book them,
right.
And that would be correct.
Thank you, Henda. Nothing since, right?
Nothing since.
Of course not. And, why would there be?
And, you know, I'm speaking for everybody, you know, definitely Keith. In some ways, Xerxes as well. He was there. And I'm saying this is what happened. Part of me said, let me run this email by Keith first, you know, to because I am speaking for him. And then the other's like, he's going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't written to him either because he hadn't been on the email chain so far. So,
right.
I do have a question, y'all.
Yeah.
When y'all was interviewing her, did y'all like actually ring a bell and go ding? Or was that like afterward and plugged in? Because I was here for the bell. I was like, I like the bell.
Oh, well, what happened was, first of all, if I remembered, I would have thrown out a splash or sploosh. That would have thrown her, but they're giving folks a little wink.
She would have been confused.
No, that was some days during the show were like, this is why we get paid. That was work. That whole fucking thing was work. And when it was going how it was going, I didn't even know how a commercial break would go. And I just figured the show was longer than I thought it was. And I thought, we'll get rid of her. Me and Kendall will do more, throw some commercials in there. Then I realized the show was proper length to satisfy people. And so that's when we did the bell and we'll insert commercials. That's why that happened.
Also, if Keith is forgetting the ads, which he doesn't, I can communicate, hey, like, you know, we need to insert this thing at some point. I knew not to even bring it up because I like, can you imagine BetterHelp? BetterHelp what?
Yeah.
Like at some point, and this is a right. visual, at some point she's at the corner of her screen. Like, we know what Zoom looks like. How could we only be seeing the top of your forehead? We had a whole mic check about where to sit and how to whatever.
Because you don't give a fuck. And that all that banging, if you guys were wondering about banging, that's her on her desk. She doesn't give a fuck. She thinks she does. Like, ooh, another interview. But she doesn't. You know Rodimus Prime, right, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Rod wrote... Every time, this is her lover, of course. Every time Keith's internet dropped, the episode went up in quality. Even as Henda was asking similar questions, it seems Julia responded with less defensiveness. When Julia said earlier she had done an interview with a man who had asked questions she found invasive, it sort of clicked with me. She didn't trust Keith and his male energy, in my opinion. I watched the documentary Disclosure on Netflix, and they really get into a lot of these questions on there. It was eye-opening, definitely changed the way I view asking someone about gender reassignment surgery and whatnot. How come they got to talk about it? That's good. Watch a documentary where they talk about it, Keith. Well, I'll make sure I have no follow-ups, and whatever they tell me, that's all the facts that I have. You know? I'm not picking on Rod. I'm saying, come on. Come on, people.
I get what you're saying, but at some point, we changed our language to speak to people from a little less ignorance, you know, as we all learn about, like, you know, we used to ask gay people slightly more about their, you know, differences of being gay or straight. Now, not so much. You're sort of like supposed to have been caught up to that. Does that make sense? So when are we going to stop asking the ignorant questions, look it up and see about
when you stop saying you're an open book on a documentary.
Yeah, with this person. Yeah, I was.
Don't you love those people?
It was presented differently.
I don't have to be nervous about asking this person something. You know, I can ask and being like, hey, maybe it's a stupid question, but how do you shrink a penis? You get that and it's exciting. You know somebody you can do. Well, here I know somebody. Somebody who had a documentary who's an open book, who's a comic. And that's a big word to me. How many times on the show are they fucking superhuman acting like? And they are. They know words. They know how to explain things. And you can talk to them about anything going on in the world. They have Israel-Palestine jokes. So you're a comic, you're in a documentary, and you're an open book. Get the fuck out, cunt.
You love calling her derogatory female names.
Because it says I recognize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just acknowledging, apparently.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's called a little respect.
Yeah. I don't know if we're giving him credit that he knows what an asshole he sounds like, or we should let him know.
I think I know. Okay. I think I have a clue. Well, that's my 2 cents. But then let's have her back. Somebody said maybe she is getting warmed up. Have her back. Yeah, and we'll talk about the race relations. Like, yes, you're not going to get anything about anything out of her.
Somebody said she should be on What's My Name. I'm like, why are you doing that to me? Yeah. I can't find someone who can speak more openly than this.
You can. You can. And I think that her being transgender, everybody kind of falls within lines. Like, don't talk about it at all, or talk about this, but not that. For a lot of people, it was. And I think that's why so many people had so many various different opinions about it. And the thing is, as an audience member, I know you and Keith, and I listen, so I trust you guys, and I know that you're not coming from a mean or malicious place.
I understand that lack of trust, but she only sold us the trans story. She only sold us that. That's what makes it difficult. She sold it as the person who wants to speak openly about things that nobody wants to talk about.
Okay, but then you're going to get those types of questions.
We didn't look at her comedy and go, wow, what a perspective and an edge.
Right.
We looked at her trans that she was selling and said, oh, because this person's a comic and actually does have a good sense of humor, we'll be able to merge those together in a bunch of information with fun, because she's selling that to us. If I was selling this Middle Eastern born, raised in Queens, I will have to answer, what side am I on the Israel-Palestine story? Why? Where did I get that from? Maybe one of the shows would be like, if you discovered that, you know, Palestine was right, would you fight against your parents physically if you know this is an actual war? Like, rude fucking questions about, like, do you see your parents as an enemy? I don't know. Like, or maybe my platform is my father fucked me daily as a child growing up. That's the platform I'm going on. That's the documentary. That's what I'm selling. And I'm selling that I'm going to have a sense of humor about this because this is how I processed it. And I yell about other people all day too. This is why this person's stupid. This is why this kind of person is stupid. This is why my ex-wife is hilarious and ridiculous. I shit on people all day as a comic. So I put my words together and I said, ask me about this.
Amen. Amen. Of course. Well, that's it. And again, the poll was Keith out of line? 38% are crying right now. 62% say no, of course not. I'm a human being with ears, and I can't be tricked.
You know what, Keith? I don't know. I think she purposely may have kicked you out of the room. She cut your internet off.
Right. Kenda did it so she can make a new friend.
I really think mine.
That's happening. Yes. They was like, you know what? Let's get rid of this man. Get him out of here.
You heard the show. Then Julia told you what really happened and tricked you. Marry my dad, you fucking idiots.
By the way, when the internet first cut out, I was like, fuck.
Right.
And I told Julia, I'm like, you know what? Give me 5 minutes. I go to call Keith and he's like, my internet is not coming on. Can you finish this interview on your own? And I was like, yeah, okay.
Right?
He's like, oh, okay, I'll figure that out. And then miraculously his internet came back. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm glad that Keith was coming in and out. It was just hilarious. It was like the person that was like trying to get into the room and they kept getting kicked out and trying to get into the room. I was like, Keith just don't want to be a part of the show. I was like, is he giving up? Is he just like pulling the cord at the wall?
Well, I hated that I was getting kicked out and I felt bad for Henda. But then at the same time, no matter what I'm feeling, that doesn't bring back the internet. And I'm like, you know, okay, good. And I'll say I'm sorry and I'll mean it, but I had nothing to do with it. I'm so good. All right.
It was beyond my control.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we got that out of the way, guys. Yes. So yay. You know, that's why everybody came. I wanted to come on ahead and get to the hot grease, this, you know, so that everybody could get it upon them. And so now we're going to go to KATG episode 3415. drive with Zaria. Now, this last name is going to be something else.
So was the first name, but it's Zara.
Zara. I'm sorry. That's Zara. Okay. I said Zaria. I meant Zara.
I speak for him. That's okay.
Thank you, Zara.
Just do it real fast like you normally do. You can't let it. You're what do you do? Glance at it, close your eyes, because you only get one shot to look at it for a second.
Just one shot.
And then go for it.
I can't stare at it too long. I stare at it too long, it might disappear on the word document right in front of me. I don't know why I act like it's just gonna poof be gone. My mind is like, it's going to disappear. I'm sorry. That's why I'm like this, y'all, because in my head, I look at it too hard. I'm like, holy shit, it's going to be gone. I only got 5 seconds.
And then
myself out.
Just say it real fast and loud and proud. And yes, if you are questioning yourself in your head, you know how you do. Add syllables.
Yeah, that's what I do. I make the syllables because in my mind, they just disappear. It's like, fuck it. It is not on purpose. So I'm letting you know right now, sweetheart, if I fuck your name up, it ain't on purpose. Mm-hmm. Let me try.
All right.
No, hold on. Okay, I know I'm bracing myself. Well, bad, I'm about to fuck this up.
Okay, but my vagina question was bad.
right. But yeah, I think this might outdo the vagina question. Right. I'd rather you ask me about my vagina than you pronounce this fucking word. maybe I'm the crazy one right now. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on.
Nerbakistan. you really it's were like adding syllables.
Right, it sounds like a country.
I'll give you a hint. Mm-hmm. Norbax is only 2 syllables. That's a hint.
Oh, I'm still gonna fuck it up. I can tell you that right now. That's about as bad as Keith. I mean, as him to trying to guess a movie.
Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
I'm looking like, am I supposed to still figure this out?
my game is silent trailers. Yours is silent birth certificates.
Yes! Yes!
What they really meant was
right.
Norbagashi. Really
meant. Yes, that's what they meant. Hamagashi. She's a Pikachu. Hold on. Nerbesh.
Done.
Okay, that's about as close as I'm going to get it.
All right, there's a K in there, so it's Norbaksh.
Ah, Norbaksh. And I probably still tore it up. I'm compressing a little bit, guys. Work with me.
So this woman was on, and what were your thoughts?
She was a delight. She was so much fun. It was almost like night and day.
Right.
Between this one and the other one.
Well, I thought that too, because as a brand new guest, and obviously I'm going to ask personal questions about your upbringing. And I'm like, I hope coincidentally it doesn't go bad and there's 2 in a row where I'm just a big asshole.
What were you nervous asking for this one?
Not nervous asking per se, but just thinking. I'm like, I knew this. I'm like, this next show is going to cleanse any palate that people heard the last show. But if coincidentally it's like, oh, this show is personal and I didn't hear it ahead of time, I'd be like, well, that's 2 in a row and that's not how the audience is going to take it. That's as far as it got.
Yeah, but the thing is, most people can go with the flow and kind of swing, you know, because it's been people who may not have listened to the show or hearing you guys for the first time, but they can catch the vibe and then kind of just go with the flow and almost like fit in where they belong. So this was really fun. Keith, you're going home to see your mom.
I did. Yeah, I did that. There was a less show last week. Yeah, I did.
How was that?
Horrendous.
Uh-oh, what happened?
She has Alzheimer's and she can't talk. It's horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, we got into it with more detail on the Monday show when it came back. Yeah, today. So
it's a bummer.
Oh, I hate to hear that. My mama had Alzheimer's and dementia. I think you could have them both, something like that she had.
Go ahead. What was she? Could she talk? How bad did it get? Is she alive?
Yes.
Not to get too personal.
No, I don't mind talking. She's, she passed. Like this is my biological mama. She passed. She passed January, right before COVID kind of did that swing. So I was kind of glad she passed before COVID because she was like in like the nursing homes And, you know, a lot of that stuff swept through those nursing homes. So I was kind of glad, you know, I hate that she passed, but I was like, at least she didn't have to die of COVID or catching COVID and things right. like that. So I was kind of happy about that. Her mind would kind of go in and out, if that makes sense. Like when I would talk to her, she would know me. She would know who I was. She would periodically ask for her sister, which is, I call her my mama. Her sister raised me. So she would periodically call her sister. And so they would get her on the phone to talk to her. And so because, truth be told, me and Roderick finally got in a fiscal situation where we could afford to go to New York. Because that's why we was coming to New York, to see y'all and all that stuff. And then everything happened. But she had passed prior to that. So we didn't, I didn't, because I hadn't seen her since I was 16. That was the last time I had physically right. seen her. I was a child.
Wow.
And so, but when she passed, her sisters got to tell me like her stories about how her mind broke. And the thing is, I don't know about your mother, but with my mom, their father was very abusive. And so the other children dealt with it differently, but she snapped and went inward. And when she went inward, it was kind of hard to reach her. And so that's, so she was like from a teenager on up until adulthood, you know, type of thing. Mm. So I knew my mama, but I didn't really know her. So I kind of understand, you know, once the mind starts slipping, it's kind of awkward and weird and strange and trying to get adjusted and things like that, like to that process, because I began to ask people once I began to learn, because, you know, and Keith, most of my life, and maybe I don't know if this is a people thing, but a lot of my family was ashamed of my mama. Like they was ashamed. So growing up as a kid, I would ask about her and all they would tell me was like, she's mentally ill and that's it.
Did they tell you to Google it?
Google didn't. I would have to go to Encyclopedia Brown because this is way before Google. So sure. there was nothing.
Yeah, and he's solving the crimes in the high school. So that's not going to help you.
he doesn't have time for me.
Right.
So, you know, my heart does go out. So I understand. Did you get to see your daddy?
I did not. He went the second day when the rest of my siblings did. I didn't want to deal with the energy of what can she understand? What can't she? What are we making up? And there's definitely, you know, not to be so hippy dippy, but there's definitely, it's a small space. There's an aura. There's an energy coming from him about, are you doing the right thing with mom? And you know, we have this past. And I flirted with your ex-wife. But here you have to do what I say because you don't look dumb in front of your mom. I don't need that bullshit. And it would only affect her negatively if she could feel anything. And if she can't, then who fucking needs it? So no. But that didn't stop letters afterwards about me, of course. And those we go over on the show. Yeah.
You got the shadiest dad. Your dad wakes up and chooses violence every day. He says, Keith, and he checks the violence box. What is wrong with that man?
That's a good point, yeah.
Yes, well said.
Maybe that's just me. I was like, you know, and the problem is, Keith, it's not you, it's him. And a lot of people, because this is how I feel about it. Your parents have been an adult longer than you have. So it's one of those things where you ought to be mature enough to handle those emotions, even though a lot of adults aren't. And they take their immaturities and they kind of lash out upon their children versus them actually understanding that I might be contributing to the problem. It might not be the children around me that I'm lashing these emotions upon them and then expecting them to pick up the pieces and deal with my shit that I put upon them that they didn't ask for.
Yeah. And there's a deeper level where his father seems to be a sociopath who has never had empathy for anybody, who seems to be separating his family from other human beings and trying to separate themselves from themselves, which means he's trying to be the cult leader of his own family.
Yep.
And he's a dangerous human being.
Yeah. And I think that's why, in my opinion, people like that, it bothered him when the children got old and just left, you know, because everybody left. And
those are the only people who are forced to talk to him. Now, no one's forced to talk to him and he's alone. Can you imagine? No one wants to talk to you because no one's being forced to.
I've seen this so many times, and I know it might not be a cultural thing, but this is what happens to, I've seen a lot of older Black people go through this, where they grow up and they dealt with things. And I understand it, but they let their past hurt and past emotions, and they lash upon the children. And so the children say, when I get older, I'm not going to put up with this, nor am I going to subject my children to this. And so then they get up and they leave the area. And then you talk to the older people, their sob story is, won't nobody come see me, won't nobody come visit me, because they want to pull those emotional strings. But when you talk to the children were like, yeah, they was abusive, they did this, mm-hmm. they did this, they did this, and no, I will, and they haven't changed. Like if Keith's dad showed I was willing to change and you really seen the change, Keith is not irrational and illogical, but he would still be like, fuck you, dad.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So right. It's like, there's no change, but yet you want me to keep responding, and I will not subject myself constantly to this abuse, because that's literally what it is. It's abuse. And you don't find out it's abuse till you get in other situations where people go, oh, that's abuse. I had to find that out through my husband. He was like, that's abuse. I was like, oh, it is. He was like, yes, dad, that's abuse. And so once you find that out, the chains are broken, and then they go, well, I don't know what to do. My hold is gone. And I feel like a lot of that kind of happens.
Yeah.
In my opinion, for what I see. And what we also found out is that Zaria.
You got it, Zara.
Zara can't go home. I can't imagine not being able to go home.
Right.
The person's there looking at you like TSA, Googling you, and you flag, and they be like, mm-mm, you can't come into the country.
Or maybe you can come into the country, but you're definitely literally risking your life. Do they know where, knows where you just went, where you're staying, and you might get beat the fuck up. And that's not hard to believe.
I can't go into Iran. That's where my father's from. But it's... I'm going to sound like an ignorant fuck, but I am shocked when people are like, oh, I want to go. I'm like, no, I am skipping that. That is not going to be part of my experience. I don't think that I want to go anywhere in the Middle East except for Israel. Also, like, it's not like the rest of the Middle East loves Jews.
Right. It's what maybe like a wig and stuff, you know.
A non-Jewish wig.
Yes.
What does a fake nose look like, you know?
I don't know. Wear a shirt that says, I am not a Jew.
I'm going to wear a shirt that says, I look like you because we're all the same. Stop being ignorant.
Then you can use that shirt to wipe off the blood.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, they like jokes. They like funny people.
They know they're known for it.
Yeah.
And in this episode too, you talked about Keith talked about cars being spaceships. I agree.
Yeah, they really are.
We always get older cars, and so every time we upgrade, it's like a 5 to 10 year jump in vehicles. Every time we upgrade, because I got my first vehicle in 1996. Mm-hmm. I got my first vehicle. And I drove that bitch to the wheels fell off. I totally lost that car twice. And because when I got it, it was paid for in full. My mama said, I make you a deal. She said, you go to school, you get your degree. She said, I give you this car paid in full. I said, cool. And so I kept up my end. She kept up her end. So I didn't have a car payment. I think I was like 30 something before I got rid of that car. And the only reason why, because we have to have inspections here in North Carolina. And it wouldn't pass inspection, and the cost to get it repaired would have been literally more than the cost of the car.
You ever take a car to one of the shady inspection places, and they're like, even I can't do nothing for you. This is private.
Yeah. Even they'd be like, I wish I could, but it just won't pass.
Yeah, you know? I'm going to get in trouble as soon as you leave here and crash this, because it's a terrible idea. Yes.
I won't even let you steal one from the office and leave money in my drawer.
We can't even do it. And the good thing I like about having really old cars is that I think once they are under a certain age, inspections was like $10. Everybody else was paying $40.
Right.
But because your car was so old, I spent $10 for inspections, and the property taxes was cheap. So it is a win-win. And before we move on, talking about safety features, Keith, not only do you need safety features in cars, you need safety features in like gas grills for people like me, because we had a gas grill. And so I was outside.
Did you try to put bacon on it?
It should beep when you try to put bacon on it.
Oh my god.
Should make a beep 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 wrong fat content.
It's even worse than that, y'all. I went outside and I was trying to light the grill and I was like, you press the button. I kept pressing the button, pressing the button. The button wouldn't never go off, right? So I was like, fuck it. So I went inside. I still couldn't figure out what was happening. Come to find out, the grill has a safety feature. It was leaking gas. So the grill has a safety feature where it will not light up if it's like gas around the area. I was like, oh shit, I'm about to blow up the whole fucking back of the goddamn house.
Oh,
I was like, this is why, you know why they made safety features for me and goddamn kids. That's they right. made safety features for us because we don't know no better.
That's right.
I'm about to kill myself.
Because you know what? You're right. Because somebody will tell you guys to go outside and press a button on the grill.
Right.
And that, like, there's no other thought around it. It's just, you said to press the button.
But I like when you go out. Then you go out and they're doing 10 knobs, the button. They're clicking the button twice and a half, kicking on the side like a car tires. And it's like, okay, you didn't know either. All right, good. But yes, we definitely went from the days where car manuals told you how to fix parts of your car. Now it says don't drink the battery acid. I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either.
Everything's nice now.
Yes, it is nice. And you get in and now they got all types of contraptions in there and they give you massages and all types of shit. You know, you get you a Tesla, it can self-drive itself, and that's why motherfuckers is crashing over bridges and shit because they think self-drive me. I don't got to be in the driver's seat, which doesn't make sense. You still need to be in the driver's seat.
I promise I'll still be there sitting nervously. Don't worry. I'll just enjoy the good life.
Yeah, but they've had that happen before because when they go, you said driverless cars. I really meant driverless. And also, Keith, men do look sexy driving.
All right. All right.
They do.
Uh-huh. Is Rod listening? And I love when he takes me to.
Yeah, yes. You know, and it's because I know how to drive and I can drive, but I make him drive because I'm lazy.
Right. Not like, to get off. Drive. Yeah. You don't say.
Like, you can drive. Yes. So I can stare at the window and not pay attention.
Right. Yeah. You look so sexy. Really? Because you're looking outside. And it's just the aura.
Yes. So I'm not going to blame it on misogyny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As, you know,
you
that's
look
what
so
it is.
Goddamn good.
Yes. Because I tell people, I know that, you know, everybody supposed to be woke and all that stuff, but I still have some forms of misogyny in me because I will walk to a door and stand there and wait for him to open it up. Why? Because I can. That's why I can. And I want to be pretty and I let him open up the door. So there's some parts of me that I'm just not going to give it up. Why? Why? Right. He can do it.
That's whatever. Xerxes does that too. I open every door for him.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's different in Greece, you know.
That's why her internet was so strong. She was in another country.
Are you in Greece? No, New York. I didn't know that. What do you know?
I do, like, there is a trick to shut your mouth as much as possible.
Shut up.
There have been shows where I'm like, oh, shit, are they, like, in California? And it just dawned on me. I do not ask.
Right.
I don't ask. Now I don't talk about it. Now I wait for context clues, and I only answer within that context. That's it.
Of course. I didn't know. That's what I didn't know. Show me the page of things you do know.
It won't be long.
It won't be too long.
No, it won't be long. And last thing, you talked about buying silly things. What is the silliest thing that you've ever purchased?
I didn't mean
this week. Add this week for Keith because he has a 99 cent store like half a block from him. So that's dangerous.
I didn't even mean 99 cent store.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like silly things meaning like even like a printer. It's a better printer, but the old printer could have worked. But I'm like, I'm spending so much money on things that I don't think should cost that much money. Then, now I'm not even going to question, yes, I do need a better printer. Here's $150. Which, by the way, thanks, Henda. Keith and the girl paid for it. But that's still half my money, and other events led me to that decision.
You know what? No one on earth prints more than you. And the last time we bought a printer was the last time you saw all your family together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Enjoy your new fucking printer. Is there a new button, Keith?
Oh my God.
Oh, you know it's tons of buttons. You know, it's got a Bluetooth and everything.
Oh my God. You press print and it prints out. You don't gotta save it as a doc, but you didn't click the what you want printed. Do you want a PDF printed or do you want a who gives a fuck?
Can you do it from your phone, Keith? You know, now you can do it from your phone.
I believe, but I did go too cheap. You can do it from your phone, but you have to change the Wi-Fi to make that the hotspot. And, you know, in 60 years, I'll get a new one.
You got your money's worth. Yay!
But I'm still
What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, are you comfortable moving back to your mother country? Yes, no, or I never left. 23% say yes. 15% say no. 62% say I never left. So out of, let's say it's half and half. Let's just say for easy math, about what, 15, 20? Okay, so a little more than half say, of those people that did have a mother country, so say, yes, I am comfortable going back. But still a nice percent saying, nope, I can't go back.
I'm not comfortable. I was born in Israel. I feel fine visiting there. I feel, you know, I know the language, but it is very, very different. I would not feel comfortable moving back. It's so different. I know that, like, when you're outside of that, you go, but you can speak the language and you know the culture. You were raised in, like, a lot of it. You know, it should even be a stronger connection in your, quote, mother country. It does not work that way.
I can understand that because, you know, I tell everybody for most Black people, particularly for me, I came on a boat. I just showed up and was like, oh, I'm on the boat. So all I know is it's somewhere in Africa. Where? I can't tell you where. Right. So if I go to Africa, that's considered the motherland, but the specific area, couldn't tell you.
Right. You and Charlize Theron, you're like, definitely, this is where we're from.
Right. Somewhere around this big land. That's where we're from.
Keith can't go to his mother country because he has no idea.
Right.
He's like, I don't know. Keith's mother country is going to the airport and trying to book a flight. And they go, where do you want to go? And he goes, yes. And whatever ticket they give him, that's his mother country.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, at least I know a little bit more than you, Keith. You mm-hmm. you know less than I do.
That's true.
It gives me time for movies.
I don't blame
you. Oh. Speaking of which, and Zara will be on this week's Silent Trailers. You guys like her so Yay! Much. We got in touch and said you were such a thrill. Everyone's calling you best new guest, blah, blah, blah. So she's coming on this Saturday. And if you're listening to this, you have a free ticket. And sometime this week, I'm going to sneak an extra ticket into your VIP dashboard. So check that. You'll have 24 hours that your friend will be able to use it. You'll always have a ticket. So you have your ticket. But if you want an extra ticket for that friend who you can watch together from a different place, Zara's on, Casey James Salengo, Liz Mealy. It's all over there, keithandthegirl.com/tickets. But you know you have tickets right in your VIP dashboard. Some people don't know where their VIP dashboard is. keithandthegirl.com/VIP lands on your dashboard as a default. So you don't have to worry.
So assuming you're signed in, it's right there.
Yeah, and if you're not signed in, you sign in, and then it's right there.
Right.
Yes. And use it.
Yeah.
It's like they're giving you a free ticket, and you refuse. I don't understand this. It's like, here's a ticket to the best show on earth, and some of you are like, nah, you're actually paying for the ticket. They're actually like, you know what? You give us money. Here's a ticket to the show. And so if you're not using it, come, because when I tell you it is a ball, it is so much fun. It is a lot of fun, guys.
Yay.
Well, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, it's a blast. We have fun too. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And speaking of discounts, use code KTG when you're looking for our new gear, keithandthegirl.com/gear, GEAR. Just go there just to look at it. We're so excited about it. That's all.
I meant to ask you, Keith, how does it feel for the first time to be told your nose is too big in a drawing?
I see.
I didn't say too big. I said shaped, not like his shape, for the record. But yeah, that was awkward.
I don't think that nose belongs now. Slim it down, buddy.
I feel like I wish I had it right here to show you so I can get your opinion on it. We should send it to you guys and see what you think.
Because I know that's the first time you've ever been told that, huh?
It's nice to hear.
Yes, join the club. The wide nose club. Come on in, Keith.
What can we do nowadays?
What can we do? Who knows? We're going to talk about the bonus. The bonus is Chune, episode 48, Dog Smoking Weed.
Yes.
I like the title. That's based on his recently departed friend. I like that he chose that.
Yes. This episode was fun. I always like the episodes with you guys and him, particularly when you go back and he recaps. And you know how you know y'all been doing it for a long time, but then between him telling you, you have 13 shows on this day of, you know, 15 right. shows. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is a lot.
Right. And so yeah. Show number 15, and then we end on show number 337. It's like, what?
3,000, right.
Excuse me. 3,000.
Yeah. After a while, you do lose count.
You
Wait,
do.
I'm sorry. Did you say 3,000 shows? I didn't know that. You didn't know that?
Nope. <Mm-mm. laughs> Couldn't have figured that out. Nope.
But yeah, Newsy's great. He's always fun.
He is funny. He talked about his dentures.
Yep.
And the thing is,
that
I know a lot about...
candy's a tough life. That candy's a tough life.
Oh, that candy. Oh.
That'll get you.
Every time I want it, you got to have the candy. I grew up with people with dentures. So I understand the solution with the dentures and all that stuff just sitting around the house and
but
all
that
stuff.
But it's 2021.
Why hasn't the technology gotten any better? I don't, because they are literally still using the same technology that my family used in the 1980s.
What the hell?
What's confusing in Newsy's defense is that they make candies into everything, and they have what looks like toothpaste, but haha, it's candy. Well, the guy doesn't have a fucking chance.
He does pole thing.
Yeah.
Pole thing.
There's also, floss, and it's like, no, that's skinny Twizzlers. Like this. That's vines.
Separately than that, he's been getting, and I like it, a little sassier because Rod has been encouraging him
yes.
to fucking light us on fire a little uh-huh. bit. So he's dipping into that a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, and I see you. I see you. Yeah, I see you.
He's looking into leap year days to fuck with us, you know?
Are you sure about leap year? Is it really a leap year? Yes, I don't blame you. And the thing is, dentures are expensive, just like yeah. braces are expensive. So yeah. I feel you done invested that money, you don't get your money's worth out of it. So, you know, I don't know. I think you might need to practice. He's talking about blowjobs and dentures. I would practice. Mm-hmm. You know?
There is no way that super rich people are taking out their dentures at night. You know that there's a more expensive way to not have to deal with some shit. And this
I guess get them permanently put in.
Yeah, you can drill them in, but that costs $1,000, $2,000, sometimes three. I've gotten quoted as $5,000 just to drill the tooth in there.
Oh.
Never mind yeah. the metal detectors.
I didn't even think about that.
Me neither.
You just smile to show.
Oh. You guys talked about the dentist. I haven't been this year, maybe 2 weeks ago was the first time I've been to the dentist in over a year and some change. And I didn't want to go then, but I was like, you know what? I'm vaccinated. Okay. Cause my thing was your whole job is to be in my mouth. Like you're over me. Mm-hmm. No, but what I do give them credit is that they was like super clean. They had like plastic things up everywhere. They had like PPE on. They had like a shield with the mask, and everything was like really top notch. So I felt more comfortable with
That's good because
doing the work.
They're necessary. They're essential. People have to get their teeth worked on and looked at. That can get really fucked up.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, she's going to be scrubbing off a lot of plaque and tartar. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I've been brushing my teeth, but, you know, mm-hmm. you want me to go every 6 months, and I hadn't been going. Yeah. So when y'all talked about that, I was like, yeah, I'm glad I went, but it took me a while. It even took me a while to go back to the doctor. It was like a year and some change before I went back to the doctor, because I was like, fuck that. And Roger was like, you need to go to the doctor. I was like, but it's COVID everywhere. He was like, The doctor's whole job is to keep everybody safe. Trust. They are doing everything that they can.
Do you still know, though, how on it you are compared to most people?
Yeah, I'm like, that's not a long time. Yeah. People avoid that like crazy. Nobody, like, you're supposed to get a gynecological visit. I'm not saying I want to talk about your bits or or assuming that you need a gynecological specific visit. I just assume. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're supposed to get that every year. It's very rare. Every 6 months to the dentist, not unless like, there's a policy, which I think is a good one. Like, you do get free dental, or your dental stuff is covered as long as you go every 6 months. Mm-hmm. And so it's preventative. So nothing really gets fucked up. But yeah, people are not going.
And I've realized that I think I am put like this. Growing up, I saw what happened when people didn't go to the doctor and get checked out. Mm-hmm. This is when the cancers flare up and the diabetes flare, you know what I'm saying? And the prostate cancer. Like, I see my family go through these things, and a lot of them was them not getting preventative care. So,
and can I tell you, on top of that, and you're absolutely right about that, but my doctor said people after the treatment, like I got open heart, I got removed, I have to go every 6 months to the MR to get a CAT scan. This is the only time I haven't because of COVID, but I'm going, you know, after the vaccination. But they say that most people don't come back after. They don't want. It's like, you just went through it. Now if I come back, there's a chance that you're going to tell me again that I got to do more shit. So they just kind of stop going. So it's very, very common. Even if you know, even if like you were able to prevent, like in my case, they saved my life, basically. They did the surgery. And a lot of people don't go back after that.
Wow. And I didn't think about it. Y'all said, I do stay on top of those things because maybe I'm a weirdo. I'm like, you know what? If I got something, let me know so we can fix it now before it ravages through my body. And then there's nothing we can do about it. So, you know, so for me, particularly, you know, with HIV and AIDS, you know, because I've had sexual partners prior to Roger. So I was like,
what?
Right?
Are you asking us to keep a secret? Fuck. All right, look, I know you guys like the forums, but let's keep it cool. Let's, you know, this
too
is
much.
Our
I'm,
thing.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am a, let me close my book. My book is too open. Let me close it, you know, shut it down. So
yeah,
for
but
me,
you can't get any venereal diseases now, right? I mean, is there something you're trying to tell us about your relationship?
No. But prior to him, I was like, let me get tested. Because it's hilarious. When I go to the doctor always looks at me like I'm crazy. She was like, yeah, we're going to do your annual. She said, what do you want me to test you for? I said, everything. She said, everything. I said, yep, everything you could test me for.
She That's what like, I say. I was like, whatever my insurance covers, go ahead and test it.
Yes. I tell them everything. And she always looks at me like I'm weird, like something's wrong or strange or something like that. I was like, no, I want to be sure that this functioning body is still able to function. And so,
yeah, if I had an X-ray 10 years ago, I wouldn't have to have open heart surgery. Right. Yeah, get it before they have to open heart you.
Yes, I don't want open hearts or anything like that. And the same thing with my fibroids.
I don't want open hearts.
Yeah, I don't want to have no more fibroids removed because I didn't realize the size of mine was so big they have to cut you like a C-section.
Oh,
and so,
fuck.
You know, I was like, you know, who wants to deal with it up too much? I'm sorry, Keith. I'm sorry. I'm sharing too much information.
No, it's I get it. It's confusing. What's okay to share and what isn't, you know.
Talk about bits and open hearts and getting sliced from side to side. When we also talked about one more thing, you talked about, actually two more things. You talked about anti-vax. I have a family member that's anti-vax, and it irritated the shit out of me talking to this particular person. This is right when COVID hit because it's an aunt, and I love her dearly, but she let Facebook influence her because she was hitting me with all them Facebook memes, and I had to let her know none of that stuff was true because, I've been keeping on top of that.
Did she believe you, or did you get into an argument?
We didn't really get into an argument, but it was like, because she's older. She's like in her 70s. And I'm like, you do know that if you get it, it's a higher probability. But what was funny though, she was like, well, I'm gonna be social distancing and I'm gonna be wearing my mask. I was like, yeah, but you still need to get the shot.
Why do you trust that part and not the shot part?
That's what I understand. There's so many people that was like, I'm going to social distance. I'm not going with my, I'm going to wear my mask, but I'm not going to get the shot. Like it, that logically, it's baffling to me because, you know, they talk about now how the numbers are like not growing anywhere. I was like, yeah. And that's why when you say, here's some free weed or here you can get $1,000, people to go get it. Well, then you're lying to me. It's frustrating because
people are using that as a way to be like, oh, isn't it weird that people are giving us free stuff to do this thing we don't want to do? So it's working against what they're trying to do, that encouragement. Why are they trying to encourage us so bad that they're trying to pay us? And, like, you know, because banks, you have like a signing, you know, bonus now. Yes. If you sign up with a bank, and it's like, of course, our first thought is, well, you're going to fuck me on the back end once I sign up. There's no way you're just giving me $200 to $500 for signing up. Your fees are probably going to fuck me more down the line. So, yeah, I understand not trusting that. But
yeah.
Oh, Xerxes and I came up with our first where can we go once we're fully vaxxed and in the clear and blah, blah, blah. Because I'm still nervous. They still said it might not work for people like me, whatever that means. But we figure in Central Park, and I love this thing. You have the paddle boat, not paddle boats, the ones where it's like a bicycle?
Yeah, paddle boats.
Okay, paddle boat. So you figure if you distance in line with a mask, once you get on the boat, you take off your mask, you have a little picnic, and then you're riding around little Central Park.
Oh, that sounds adorable.
Because it's just us two. Because I won't feel comfortable being in a restaurant. I won't feel comfortable being indoors, like, in general. I also want to go see, we want to see a comedy show, but we can distance, but there's going to be someone who sees us. And, of course, how are we going to not hug? So, for now, the only safe thing is paddle boating. That's going to be in, like, 3 weeks that we're allowed out.
Yay, paddle boating.
Right. Oh, my God. By the way, the date that we are, you know, vaxxed plus the amount of time you're supposed to wait, so, like, our freedom date, it's technically July 4th. Thank you, everybody.
Congrats.
Oh, you timed it. That's what I'm talking about. Timed it just right.
/ my brother Andrew's birthday. Okay.
Oh, so, the last thing.
Yes.
And then we can get up out of here because we have tied your time up enough. Well, I have tied your time up enough.
I love it.
We're having a blast. So if you're cool, we're cool.
Okay.
Okay.
You talked about funerals and laughter at funerals. And my thing about it is that I want people to laugh when I die. Because for me, you may as well. I'm not here, so I'm not going to hear any of the laughter. So, you know, laugh on my behalf, because I have always tried my best to be like a happy person, a very giving person, you know.
I agree with you. If but the people who don't laugh on the day I die will die that day. I am a witch.
But I don't need a lot of laughter, like, you know, it's making Chappelle quit a show. You know what I mean? I'm dead still. Just easy.
I wonder, has anybody had a funeral and then just had like a comedy lineup? They just like, well, you know, we're going to line up. Oh, we're not going to do any of this stuff. We're just going to have people just come and just do a comedy lineup the whole time.
I think anytime a comic dies, they're basically getting roasted at their funeral.
But it bothers me when the comics don't, you know, they keep trying to trick you and they don't do the subject. They're like, makes me think if Keith had a dog. Hey, I had a dog once. Like, I had this one 20 years ago, Bob. I'm just saying, Elvis, thoughts?
For Keith's funeral, it has to be all new material, just like his stand-up.
Yes.
All new material. He's going to challenge everybody.
Mm-hmm. You're going to hate the day I die.
Comic. Like, nope.
And hopefully it's on April 15th.
Yes, I can't do any old shit. Yes. He was like, the one time a year.
It'd be great if April 15th turns into a day where comedians only do new shit. Like, as like an homage, like, okay, today I do new shit no matter what, but nobody will schedule their specials to be taped.
Julia did know I did a show once a year. That was news to her. Yeah. How? Okay, not ashamed. Okay, good for you. Good for you, free spirit.
The thing is you could say that to like one or two things of us. You know, like you can't know all of our history. It's fine if like she doesn't know that. That's not
of course,
in like,
of course.
But
it's a total package.
We're in New York. We're not in Greece. We're not in Greece.
No, can I go back? I didn't mean to say package.
I can see her not knowing anything about me because I'm different. But y'all in New York City, as they call it down here, doing the big time city stuff. So yeah, yeah, y'all big time. People have heard about y'all.
Oh, yes. What are you gonna? I'm over it. So.
Well, since you're over it, we're gonna close the book on this chapter.
Okay.
And we're gonna wrap it up. This has been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You got to hear everybody's thoughts and everybody's hot takes. And Keith pull out the paper. You know it's real when he pull out the paper and smack it on the mic. Yes.
Oh, no, Keith. I think Zoom took out the sound of your paper rip like it was music.
Well, the good news is I have it on the end I'm recording. So don't you worry.
Okay.
Yes. That's my favorite part. The ripping of the paper.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I, because it's hilarious, because somebody says something, the kids were like, the fuck, I done did all this research for nothing. Like, you had me work for, I'm doing extra work. I could have been doing anything else besides researching on you.
I do love that is a little bit of a test of a guest and how funny they are accepting Keith as, where he asks something and they're like, oh no, that's actually different. Okay, fuck it. And they watch him rip the paper. And if they think it's funny, they get it. And then some people start getting worried, like,
I did a fuck up. What was happening? Did he rip up his notes? Are we going off script? It's like their mind goes, Mayday, Mayday. They don't know how to handle it.
So it wasn't really your Twitter, and you made me look like a fucking idiot. All right. So see this guy.
Thank you, everybody. This has been fun. This has been another episode of Last Week. I am the host with the most, and I got the hot take. So we will see if the NMO gates. So if anybody wakes up and decides, you know, to jump off the top rope and, you know, go at Keith Ahimda, you know, we'll let Roger handle that next week, you know. But I have got my good rounds in. So this has been fun. This has been a pleasure. And I hope everybody listening enjoyed it as much as I did. And don't forget, use your VIP. Log in. Mm-hmm. Use the VIP. And go to the movie trailer reviews. Hold on. Yeah, silent trailers. Mm-hmm. Movie trailer reviews. Shit. My bad. Silent trailers.
Oh, you call it silent trailers? I didn't know that.
Random silent trailers, y'all.
Oh, it's on the 19th. I didn't know that.
Yes, it's on the 19th. Okay. And it's fun. It's fun. Yeah. If you're listening to this, you got free tickets. And you can give tickets to a friend. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that was like, oh, I wish my friend could go, you don't have no excuse now. You have no excuse. So handle your business and get everything done. Because we want to see you there. Because when I tell y'all I have a great time, it is so much fun. Particularly when everybody's guessing and they're guessing wrong. Like, that is half the fun. Or when Hemda don't know what year it is. Well, she don't know who the person is. Like, y'all, I have a blast. Like I told her, guessing and me pronouncing names, we are on the same page. Right. Both of us be confused. So if you want to have a good time, hey.
I believe we're going to catch somebody cheating. The listeners are getting more and more into that idea. And if you hear somebody go, Pulp Fiction 2, you know something's up. And I think some people are going to get gassed.
Yeah, yes. Stop putting the wrong names in there. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. And had them spit out the wrong names. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a second Pulp Fiction though, right? Why did I even think that? I don't know. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll find out why later.
Stop putting in splash and sploosh. Splash right. And sploosh. Just yes! Confuse the shit out of them.
Yeah.
They don't know what's happening.
Was it funny that way?
Please put funny that way. Oh, these are such good ideas.
You heard it here first, guys. You heard it here first. So that's what we're going to do on the 19th. Join us so we can fuck the game up for people that's cheating. Play right and just get it wrong like normal people. Don't cheat.
We'll see you this Saturday. The yes, lineup is crazy.
Yes, we'll see you this Saturday. Everything will be fun. This has been great. And so till next time, keithandthegirl.com.